This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI rebranding, the communication mistake costing companies trust. The AI rebrand lie your stakeholders will see through. What happened? Across industries, companies with little to no artificial intelligence infrastructure are rushing to plant the word AI in their names, mission statements, and investor decks. This wave of cosmetic rebranding follows the money. AI-adjacent companies attract higher valuations and more attention. The substance behind the label, in most cases, is thin. The communication angle. Open with the event companies are rebranding as AI firms not because they have transformed, but because the label is valuable right now. That is not a communication strategy. That is a costume. Here is where the communication failure lies. A rebrand is a promise. When you change your name, your tagline, or your core identity claim, you're telling every stakeholder, customer, employee, investor, and partner that something real has shifted. The moment that promise outpaces your actual capability, you have a credibility debt. And credibility debt compounds fast. The specific technique these companies are misusing is called identity signaling. Done correctly, identity signaling tells your audience who you're becoming, backed by evidence of the journey. Done wrong, it is just a flag you planted in someone else's territory. The companies doing this rebranding are skipping the evidence entirely. They're announcing the destination without showing anyone the map. Audiences are not stupid. They ask one question when they hear a bold claim. Prove it. If you cannot answer that question immediately and specifically, the rebrand becomes noise. And worse, it becomes suspicious noise. There's also a secondary failure happening here, the erosion of internal trust. Your employees know the truth. When leadership announces an AI transformation and the people building the product know the company uses a spreadsheet and a chatbot, you have fractured internal credibility. That fracture shows up in how your team talks to customers, how they present in sales calls, and how long they stay. Messaging that your own people do not believe will never land with anyone outside the building. The companies that are getting this right, and a few follow a simple sequence, change the behavior first, then update the language. They build something real, run it, measure it, and only then do they let the communications team write the new story. The announcement becomes proof of arrival, not a declaration of intent dressed up as fact. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility architecture gives you a framework for sequencing your claims correctly, specifically how to build the evidence before you build the message, so your audience receives your communication as confirmation rather than as a sales pitch they need to fact check. The takeaway. Before your next rebrand, name change, or major identity claim, write down three specific and verifiable things that are already true about your organization that justify the new label. If you cannot fill that list, you're not ready to make the claim publicly. Wait until you can. The announcement will land harder and last longer when it is built on ground you actually own. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.